There's a light on in room 316 at the Pineview Motel and Cafe. You can pay by the week or you can pay by the month, but most here just pay once a day. There's a half-empty bottle on the stand by the bed and a Bible in the first drawer. In the chair there's a sign that says homeless, and tomorrow he'll hold it once more. By morning the bottle is as empty as the pockets in his ragged old jeans. So he'll go out once more to try and make sure there's a bottle in room 316. He came home from a war, but the war didn't end. He fought the battle each night, so he chose 90 proof over family and friends, and now he's losing the fight. So he stands on the curb with his sign and his can that he hopes he'll fill up with your change. Then he'll go to the store to purchase once more a bottle for room 316. Yesterday he came into that room with his bottle like always before, but he didn't open that bottle. This time he opened the drawer. Down on his knees in an old rented room, tears fell as he knelt by the bed. The bottle couldn't hold him like it did before, 'cause this time he chose Jesus instead. And now 316 is different, it don't mean the same as before. It's more than a room in a motel or a number that hangs on a door. And his voice doesn't tremble and his hands they don't shake, 'cause in a moment he was made clean. All because of a chapter and verse and a Bible in room 316. Yeah, he met that man on the cross, 'cause there's a Bible in room 316. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, there's a Bible in room 316.